Next on the teleconference is Michigan State head coach Tom Anastasi. Michigan State is the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will take on the number four Ohio State in the opening round at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on Thursday. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks.
If you'd like to make some opening remarks, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, obviously, like all the teams, we're anxious to get out there and get into tournament play. Obviously, our game one is game three against Ohio State in three consecutive games, so both teams are very familiar with each other. And if you look at our four games against each other, statistically, things are awfully similar. So we're looking forward to that game. I heard Red's comments. Every team here is, with probably the exception of Michigan, is playing to keep their season alive. Our season has not gone to date as we hoped it would, and yet I think we're starting to play our best hockey, which it's important to be doing that at this time of year. And so we're anxious. It's a time of year that we've been practicing so much, and it's time to play. So we're anxious to get out there and get playing on Thursday night.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Tom, what are the biggest differences why you guys are playing your best hockey now?
You know, Dan, I think it's a few different things. I think some players have just gotten their game to a better place than maybe it was earlier in the season and have built some confidence. So that's created more depth in our lineup. I think that's important. Early in the season, we had some key injuries, and it took some guys time to recover from that. I think that a key for us is how we play defensively, how we move the puck, how we exit our zone, how we're able to defend in our zone, how we're able to back check, and how we're able to manage the puck in the neutral zone. I think all those things are things that you hear from other teams, but I think they're particularly important to our team. And when we do a good job in those areas, then we play much better and give ourselves a much higher probability of winning. I think the other element is Hildy has been more himself in the last third of the season than he probably was earlier in the season, and he'd be the first to admit that for whatever reason. And so he's playing with a lot of confidence now, and when he has confidence, our team plays with a lot of confidence in front of him.
Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time. With one or maybe two teams going into the NCAA tournament year in and year out in the first couple of years here of the Big Ten, what does the league need to do to become more competitive and send more teams to the NCAA tournament?
Well, we have to win more in our non-conference games. I think that's fairly simple. We play a number of non-conference games. You know, generally speaking, I think you look at a number of our teams, they're younger and maybe we're taking a little bit longer to come together. And so that might be a part of the challenge for us. But, you know, in essence, that's what it comes down to. Because anytime any league, you know, especially with the numbers in our league, you get into conference play, they're going to be beating up each other, and it's going to impact your win-loss percentage. So those non-conference games, when you're playing out-of-conference opponents, are critical to success. And we have to do a better job in winning those games.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Fred Flesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Just a comment on your seniors and the contributions that they have made down the stretch. You noted that you're playing your best hockey of the season, so how important have their contributions been?
You know, they've been significant, Fred, in different ways for different guys. Some guys are in, you know, roles that are playing a lot of minutes, and a few other guys are playing less minutes but in important roles on the team. And so I think that the most important role that guys have played in the senior class has been in a leadership area. I think that when you have a difficult season, and yet if you came to our practices, if you were in our dressing room, if you were around our team, you'd see very good morale. You'd see guys playing together, guys playing for each other. Those are all positives. And so it tells me a lot about the perseverance of this group. And I give a ton of that credit to not just our captains, three of which are seniors, but our senior class as well. And so I think more than in any other way, those guys have made a very significant difference in that, as you know, we've fought through some of the challenges of the season.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched a little bit on the familiarity with your team at Ohio State, obviously with the scheduling quirk that you happened to play last weekend. But, you know, since about the middle of February, your two teams have arguably been two of the hotter teams in the conference. So can you talk a little bit about what, that familiarity, the fact that you just played each other, what that means when your game plays out this week, and also just kind of the high level of hockey that people might not realize is being played by those two programs right now?
Well, you know what? We've played four very close games. There's been a lot of different dynamics in the games that we've played. There's been some really good goaltending. There's been games that, you know, one in particular that was high scoring. There's been controversial goals. You know, they play with lots of speed. They have good skill on their team. I think, you know, over the course of time, as I mentioned in one of the previous questions, I think guys are gaining experience. I know freshmen on our team are gaining experience. They've got a younger group of guys that are gaining experience too. And, you know, by this time of year, those guys have played lots of minutes now on both teams, and I think on both teams have found a level of confidence. So, you know, special teams has been a factor in the game so far. Their power play has been very good, and our penalty kill has been very good. And so, you know, I think our teams kind of know who we are, and we have respect for each other. And, you know, going into this, to me, it's like so many games. You got to kind of win those key moments in games to win the game. And I think the way our seasons or our series has gone this year, that's what's happened. I think both teams have played pretty well in the four games that we played in every single game. So it's those key moments that will probably determine who wins the game Thursday.
Coach, one last question for you. Kind of in this, you know, one single elimination format, how important is it to have somebody like Jake Hildebrand back between the pipes?
Well, I think anybody who follows hockey knows that a goalie, more than any other player, can make a huge difference in a game, and we've seen it so many times. I've been on both sides of that, a beneficiary and also somebody who couldn't overcome it and lost from just a hot goalie. So that position, and more than any other position, can make just a huge impact in the game. So I'm glad he's on our team, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll see you in St. Paul.
Okay, have a great day.